It's the Platinum Club. And here's your weekly podcast that takes the principles of showbiz blueprint to the next level. In each episode, Barry serves up a message to motivate, guide, and inspire you to play bigger, act bolder, take bigger risks, and win. Direct from his studio in the Sierra Mountains and straight into your business, here's Barry.
Hello, Platinum World. We are back together again for another dose of insider action as we prepare to zip up 2017 and begin another journey around the sun. Isn't it incredible how that works? For December podcasts, I have planned for you some action you can take right now and some that you can plan and align for quick execution once the business world again rolls up its collective sleeves to new opportunities. I had some really powerful conversations about life first after episode 16. Boy, some of you guys just jumped into that thing and sent me copies and jumped on the phone. I got to look at some and it was just great. I peeked at some of the master sheets that you had used and encourage you to fill in a daily sheet again from those master sheets that lists what we can do to deposit to each of those accounts and then take those activities onto your daily sheets of what you're going to do and commit for 30 days and see what happens. These will need modification for each person. I mean, what I gave you was my insane amount of work, what I do every day that still yields me 6 hours of flex time, which is, you know, unheard of in today's culture. It's so crazy how much can get done when attention is paid to the important accounts in our life. And I have those five categories and yours might look completely different. I'm sure we'll share some of them. Of course, money-making activities and swinging for the fences. I mean, that's honestly why we're here. So if you didn't dig into that yet, at least start playing with the accounts and the deposits, you know, the accounts that you want to have in your bank and what you can do to make deposits to each of those accounts. I want you to write it and tell me a story if you're not doing that. Tell me the story about why you're not doing it. This is part of a system for achievement that we'll dig into more deeply in January. So get it in place right now. Just jump ahead. It's easy stuff to do. I don't care what your numbers are, how much you're depositing to each account. Just get in the habit of doing it. Oh, and by the way, I have a new time for my talk with Mike Michalowicz about my Life First project we're going to dig into. We're on for January 3rd at 1:30, and I can't wait. I feel so much better, as is often the case. What seems like a bummer at first turns out to be a blessing, and that's exactly what's happened here. Today, I'm going to introduce you to something that I have pulled a real Barry move on. I think you know what I mean by that. I've kind of gone overboard. I've gone deep into something and already seeing the benefits of it. And that makes me want to share my experience in hopes that it will inspire you and save you a lot of time by not having to make the mistakes that I had to make. Part of being in the Platinum Club means that you get an inside track to what I'm doing. That will save you time and money. And if you decide to do it, it'll open a door to a valuable strategic partner. That's me as you move forward. So let's talk about Facebook Live and the four levels as were taught to me by my mentors, Luria and David at Live Streaming Pros. There's a link on this page to their stuff, and I highly recommend that you jump into their world and just see what they're doing, what they're talking about. I've learned more from them in probably the last, I think I started in August with them, and it's been crazy. I've seen some of you doing Facebook Lives. Carolyn Rahn is doing some level one live broadcasts, and she's doing it really well. Everyone in here should be doing it. I'm going to have a challenge for you at the end of this episode. And when I think about each of you individually, I see a perfect strategy for you to use it right now and a path to how it could eventually be used to grow your business even faster, your performing business and anything else you want to do online. I can picture that for every single member of this club so easily. Facebook Live is nothing short of our own broadcasting station. Don't think of it any differently. It is our own broadcasting station. There are different levels of production, and each one has a place for the entrepreneur in today's relationship-based economy. Let me run through the levels here. Level one is a selfie stream. It's also called a life stream, L-I-F-E stream. The brave among us have done them and have felt the myriad of feelings that come up when that screen says live and you're on. These videos are typically raw, unedited, unscripted. They're real time. They're often a stream of consciousness and a shaky cam. Bottom line, they give your audience kind of an over-the-shoulder view of your experience, and it's pretty damn exciting for viewers. I mean, how many muggles have ever gotten the chance to walk onto a stage with a cheering audience staring at them? You can deliver that experience with a level one stream. Your fans, prospects, and clients, and even your competitors will get to know you on a very real level, and that's exactly the right use for a level one live stream. In fact, my mentors call this a life stream and not a live stream, L-I-V-E versus L-I-F-E. And it's a very important distinction. It's quick, simple, fun, and we have all the technology to do it right in our hand. It's crazy, really. It's called level one for a reason. The cost and the commitment of entry is just about zero. You can stop this recording right now and be live in 15 seconds, but don't do it. We're going to keep talking. Next is level two. And if you're doing regular live video, you will definitely want to consider adding just a little bit of additional gear that will up your game radically. There is something funny about level two. It's such a simple step to upgrade, and the professionalism, it kind of skyrockets. Simply adding an external microphone, a light, and a video stabilizer, such as a tripod or even resting your phone onto something, will give you a better audio and video and the ability to be present for the broadcast without wondering about holding this thing and is there wind and are you talking loud enough and all kinds of just little tiny things. Am I lit well? So you can easily create a level two setup for less than $100 and up your game, your audience engagement, your watchability, and the fun that you have doing it. You'll almost instantly stand out from the level one live streamers, and it'll clearly position your broadcast as more valuable. Just those simple steps. I had a very short level two tenure because by the time I had discovered the power of live streaming, and I wanted more, it was, in effect, the printing press all over again. That's what live streaming is. It is the printing press all over again. And when I realized that, I wanted to climb the ladder. I was seeing more signups for my program, more engagement from my audience, more opt-ins, inquiries to be on other podcasts and interviews. I was seeing more purchases of my product. And I got real interested in moving on to what was next. And that is level three. So let me outline level three a little bit here. Level three means you're going live from a computer. You've put the phone down and you're onto a computer. This had only become available right about when I started, early 2017. I think I was probably February or so when I started, February or March. I was a very early adopter, and I dug in like a kid at a candy factory. This addition allowed us people to go live from a computer. No longer were we tied to a phone. This opened up the door for more production, such as lower thirds, picture in pictures, screen sharing, multiple cameras, better audio interface, and other things that just made it more professional. Most importantly, I was able to brand my streams with a logo in the corner, and the blood was pumping inside of me at the possibility. I was seeing now even more engagement, return viewership, more sales, more inquiries again, and it was just, way more fun. It felt more real. It felt like what I was used to when I was on TV. So I was using my normal desktop computer, a couple of webcams. I was using my podcast microphone, the same one I'm on now, and I found myself putting time into producing the script, the bullet points, and getting exactly what I wanted to say. So I was basically producing the show and creating what I wanted to cover in that episode. I'll give you more on that towards the end of today's episode. This was really tricky at first. I became pretty nerdy for a couple weeks, maybe a couple months. My computer wasn't built for this kind of processing, the kind that level three live streaming requires. And I kept pushing, upgrading, hoping it would work. I did a little bit of tweaking. And for the most part, I got it working, but it really wasn't easy. I probably spent too much time, but I tended to learn what I wanted, and it made me want the next level even more. The machine for level 3 needs to be filled with good parts. Most desktop computers right off the shelf aren't built for this kind of thing. They can pull it off, but there may be some lags and some different situations you come into. I used a software package that was free at first. It was called OBS. That's a open source broadcast software, I believe it stands for. And there is an active community that helps newbies get going. I had fun with it, and there was a part of me, you know, let's just be honest and call it the Barry factor, that wanted something easier, faster, and better, and a whole bunch of other words that end in ER, you know, all those better, faster, easier words. At level 3, I also toyed around with a browser-based live stream called BeLive TV, BeLive.tv. It was okay, but limited in more ways than I care to remember. I actually used it for the live webinar that happened during the launch of Showbiz Blueprint 2017. I rolled the dice and had some guests. I put comments up on the screen for all to see. And I got through the webinar glitch-free, but it was branded with their name, and I wanted more customization than a web-based system, which was way, way, way out of my control and at the whim of that site developer who delivered that, who developed it. All that said, however, level 3 will give you the first real taste of broadcasting versus streaming. And for me, that was an invaluable door to open and walk through. Then I got going. I went to the top. I wanted level 4, and I did what it took to get it. Level 4 is TV quality from a custom system built just for live streaming. So it arrived. I think it was probably about 3 months after I had been going into level 3 stuff. I had burned through the first 3 levels and was hungry for the final frontier. At least through the lenses of what had become possible and affordable, it was TV quality broadcast to my audience. And I got so excited by this. This is what I'm doing now for my 30-day sugar-free Facebook page that has some 55,000 followers. I have 2 videos at the bottom of this page for you. One is a preview. I make something like that every week for my show. And then under that, there's a video of my show from last week. And I'll talk more about that in a minute. But what I'm doing now is basically what MSNBC does when they produce the Rachel Maddow show. But it's happening from my basement with only a computer, an internet connection, a couple of cameras, and some creativity. And there is some investment in this, and conservatively speaking, I promise you this has earned me already 30 times what I have into it financially in the past 3 months. A pretty radical return on investment already. You can do everything that level 3 did with level 4, but every aspect of the broadcast is now under your control. Your brand and personality can be spotlighted in every imaginable way. And the thing about level 4 that I love, it gets better every single time I do it. Honestly, level 4 does require a dedicated computer. It requires broadcasting software and a wired internet connection of at least 10 megabits per second upload speed. I live, and this is, don't think, oh, I don't have that. I live just north of nowhere, as many of you know, and I have this at my house. So I'm thinking it wouldn't be a stopper for you if level 4 is something you want to create for yourself. The computer I built runs a software package called vMix, and it has revolutionized the live streaming market. You might have heard of Wirecast, its main competitor, or Ecamm, that's another contender. But like always, I'm going to save you the frustration of testing. I've done it all, and I've sat in groups and roundtables, forums, live streams that talk about this exact topic, so you don't have to. If you want to scoop on hardware and software, check the link at the bottom of this page. I'll link to really everything I'm using. And all of this begs the question, Barry, what do I do on a live stream, that'll help my career and justify the resources I'll invest in building a level 2 or a 3 or a level 4 system? Good question. And, as I look at how long this episode is already running, I think I'm going to plant some seeds and go into more detail, lots more detail, in fact, on a future episode. In fact, comment below if you'd like to hear the ideas I have about why and how you might want to add this to your 2018 strategy. Just use the box below. I come see these all the time. Right off the bat, let me say that video accounts for 75% of traffic on the internet. 75%. And that's right now. Some estimates say it'll be up to 90% in the next couple years. Mix that with the fact that we do business with those who we feel most connected to, and the first reason is pretty clear. It's an opportunity for us to connect with our prospects so that they can begin to know, like, and trust us. Live streaming is like nothing we have ever had access to doing. We can interact in real time with our audience and show them, tell them, demonstrate to them, listen to them, and converse with them while they are choosing to watch us. Let that sink in. They might be driving or flying or sitting at laying down in bed or working or walking, but they know that we are talking to them right then and there, and that they can talk back to us. It's phenomenal. If you have something to say that has appeal to a local or regional, national, international audience, there is a place for you to go and stream it. It's incredible to even think that. You can go live on your own page, of course, but the ability to share that live broadcast across other pages or Facebook groups or on YouTube or Periscope or any of a dozen other live streaming services, it gives you expert authority, influence, and positioning. And I tell you, I am barely scratching the surface. I've yet to do a show without some operator error, and you'll see that in the episode down below. Every one of my episodes, I've done 10 episodes so far for 30 Days Sugar Free, every single episode has had some little glitch. And it doesn't matter. I'm already seeing a massive growth in my audience, my email list, and my income, and every single one is getting better. I'm using the studio also in ways that I've never imagined, and I hold it highly responsible for positioning me for my first six-figure consulting and coaching contract, which I just landed, and way more are on the way. So your action step for this podcast, episode 17, is to go live a level one broadcast to your page, or you can do it to your personal profile if you don't have a public page. You can do it to your YouTube channel if you don't have a Facebook page or don't want to do it there. What I want you to do is get that first one out of your system. If you're already doing level one, what would it be like for you to raise the bar a little bit and tackle a level two live stream? Yeah, I know some of you do level one, and yeah, you could do another one to satisfy this assignment, but what would it be like to raise the game a little bit and do a level two? So what do you talk about? That's up to you, but for this assignment, I will give you a template if you'd like to jump onto it and just use this straight out of the box. First off, remember, you're an entertainer. Make it fun. Make it easy on the eyes. Keep the viewer wondering what's going to happen next. And smile while you talk. Just like I talked about in our session on doing television, learn to smile while you talk. You'll see me doing it constantly on my live streams. It builds trust, and it really makes the time fly. It makes it so much easier to watch. Two, a single subject, and this can be a stance on a topic or a comical look at a news story, a thesis about something that we don't quite get as a culture. It can be a story from one of your favorite performances and why it was special, something a client recently said to you. It can be a review of a movie or a play you just saw. It doesn't matter. Make it anything that excites you to talk about. Third, a couple of support points I want to give you. What can you say to back up your position or claim? How can you support it? Is there any science, a study, or polls, popular opinion? Can you quote someone that can corroborate or refute your thesis? That simple support point, that little tip, can make your live stream so much more engaging and professional. So look at that. Number three, just a couple of support points, what you can say to back up your position or claim. Number four, a call to action. What do you want the viewer to get from this? And is there something they should do next? Really good to end it with that. Gives it a wonderful professional wrap up. And number five, spend a minute or two jotting down a few bullet points and then get real. Go live and have fun. This isn't radically different than the format of a TEDx talk or a TED talk or any speech that you'd give. You can use this template or do something that feels natural to you. My only challenge is that you get at least one out this weekend. Yes, this weekend. Don't overthink it. you've achieved your goal when you hit go live. Then all you have to do is have fun and remember what you want to say. You can do that with notes. Like I said, I'm going to dig into this in another episode. Maybe the next episode, if there is enough juice or enough fear or enough participation going on, comment below. In that episode, I'll talk about some hacks that make it so much easier. I'll talk about how to create content. I'll talk about where to broadcast, how to book guests, and more. I'll cram my last 3 months of intensive study about the art of live stream into an episode and leave the door open for conversations and follow-up. So in the meantime, I'm off to San Diego for a monumental trip that I will tell you about in a couple of weeks. It boils down to me getting out of my own way so that one of my businesses can truly blossom to the next level, and I'm excited about it. So go live, everyone. It's a challenge with purpose, and I want you to leverage your skills as an entertainer and show up. Suck it first. It'll probably happen, and then do it again. You'll see why shortly. But for now, just do it and send me a link if you'd like. Way to go. Here we go. Up and away. I will talk.